But it's like anything else, they require maintenance. But yeah, I was just listening, and I finally said, wait a minute. And I turned up the monitor on the computer, and I see people talking on everything but 625, and I'm like, okay, no wonder it's been so quiet. Yeah, I just been busy. We got a issue with the door to the chapel at church, so 10 o'clock at night, I go over and lock the place up, and on my way to work in the morning, I go unlock it for the day, and, you know, other things, but, oh well, keeps me young, right?
Brian always says, keep you young at all. Like me, yesterday, I went to four or five places, go shopping a little bit, grocery shopping, clothes shopping, and I just came home, I was so tired. I don't know why the weather, I guess, got me because of that. I used to the cold weather, I guess, a lot. In and out, and that's how you get tired. Roger?
Yes, sir, I understand. I'm getting there, too, myself, but anyways, I just thought I'd ask you if you knew what was going on with 625. I'll let you go get something to eat before you, you know, get lightheaded from lack of food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Well, Brian, I'm glad to hear you out there. Anyhow, I'm going to be there this Saturday anyhow. So I should be able to see you Saturday. Last Saturday, it was a mess here. You know, the snow came down. I went out, and it was not shoveled, that the window was not at all the way it's supposed to be. It was nothing but icy and snow, so I had to come back. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. About 1:30, about 1 o'clock, actually, Saturday morning, Friday night, is when we learned that the lock wasn't working on the chapel, and I went over and I took care of it. And then I was over there 7:15, worked on it for a little bit, and said, well, it's beyond my scope. And told the boss that he was going to have to call the door company in to fix it. And then I went to breakfast. Oh, well. Anyways, yeah, I got an early start to the day. I think that's the only reason I made it to breakfast, because I'd have looked out, saw all that snow, rolled over, went back to sleep. Roger.
There's a lot of people out there, Brian.
I think we had about 16 people total.
That's good. That's a lot of people, yeah. I don't know, man. If you knew ones too.
What was that, Jack?
New people?
No, same old people. Like Dino didn't come because the tires aren't that great on his car. And, you know, a couple people that haven't been there since last year, but, you know, Phil made it. And Dennis and his wife was there, Sean and Don, of course. And Len and John, you know, usual people.
Let's see. How's work, by the way? You got 6 days or 7 days?
Well, the boss said we might get Saturday because the holiday on Sunday, and the plant manager doesn't want to work us on a holiday because that's triple time pay. But 5 days right now with the threat of six coming.
Even the guy next door to me is truck park on Saturday and Sunday. I don't know why. He worked for Chrysler too, so.
Well, he shut down the classic Ram, which was the old style fourth gen Ram pickup truck. That was one of our bigger jobs, and then you know, we got the Wagoneer. That's one of our bigger jobs, but it's low volume. They've got that running like next to nothing right now. So yeah, we just got to get right sized, and I think we'll be back in business.
You know what? Maybe in a couple of weeks, we'll see what happens. Probably by February, middle of February, that's when everything get our all on back again.
Well, if it stays at this rate, come July, I will probably look to move on, retire, because if I'm not going to get the overtime, I can make the same with my pension. So, you know, I got to start weighing my options.